Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called The Prayer of Cleansing.
When my sister was young, growing up, I used to steal her money all the time. I knew where she kept it. I'd go into her room, find her money, take it, go buy an album, go buy comics, go buy some candy. She probably wondered where all her money went. But I even figured out how you could take two forks and stick into her piggy bank and shake it upside down and the money would fall out. And I had a great collection of comic books from all of that. And God said, you know what? You've never confessed that to her and you need to get that right and you need to repay her. The second thing on that list is I had been in an unreported accident. As a high school student, I had been with a couple friends of mine. And we had been in a parking lot one day at a store, and as we were backing out, I backed into a car behind me and smashed in the front of it. We got scared and left. I didn't leave a note. I didn't tell anybody. God said, you know that's wrong. You need to go to the police department, and you need to admit that you were the one who bashed that in. See if it's on the records, so you can repay whoever that was for the damage that was done to their car. The third thing was, I was a member of a small church, and at that time I had really long hair, beautiful, flowing blonde hair. I was in Northern California in the 60s and 70s. What do you expect? Okay? And my dad never had a problem with it. He said, son, grow it while you got it. Because you ain't going to have it for long. So he never had a problem with it. But my pastor, this small church, was kind of conservative, didn't like guys wearing long hair in those days. And he regularly talked about it and put me on the defense. And I didn't like him. And so I told everybody I didn't like him. I gossiped about him. And I just did not do anything to build him up. I undermined him. And God said, I don't care what he's done, what his part is. You need to go and confess you've had a bad attitude. You need to ask forgiveness. So I finished that and I got in bed and God said, you going to do it? I said, nope. Not a chance. Nope. And God said, oh, really? Have you thought about the consequences of this? Yep. You going to do it? Nope. And I began a battle in my mind with God that night. God, I really don't want to do this. In fact, I'll do anything. If you just forgive these three things, it would be humbling. It would be embarrassing. I would feel bad about it. I don't even want to do it. It's going to cost me. God said, Rick, this is a test. This is a test of your integrity. Will you do what I tell you to do? Now, let me tell you what integrity is. Integrity isn't being perfect. Integrity is not never sinning. If that's true, nobody's got integrity because nobody's perfect. Integrity means being open and honest and willing to confess where you are weak, where you sin, and when you do wrong and get right. That's integrity. It's not being perfect. Nobody's perfect. It means being honest and authentic about your imperfections. I tried to do everything with God. I tried to bargain with God. God, if you'll forgive me, I will never do it again. God said, don't make promises, just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I will never sin again. Right. Just go get it right. God, if you will forgive me, I tried to bargain with God. I will read my Bible every day the rest of my life. I will tell somebody about Jesus every day. God said, don't make promises. Go get it right. And I said, I don't want to. He said, Rick, if you won't be real with me, I won't be real with you. I want to bless your life. I want to use your life. But if I can't trust you in the little things of life, how can I trust you in the big things of life? This is a test. I tossed and turned all night from about midnight to about 5 a.m. in the morning, and finally I just go, okay. And I just finally said I would do it so I could go to sleep. But I didn't really mean it. And I got up the next morning, and it was a Saturday, and I did everything except go make those sins right. I did all my homework. I cleaned up my room. I washed both of my parents' cars. I cleaned up the patio. I offered to do errands for my mom. I was doing everything except that which I really needed to do. That night, I had been invited to be a guest speaker to a youth meeting, a youth rally at a small church about 30 miles away. I got in the car, drove over to that church, and I spoke that night. I shouldn't have spoken. I was out of fellowship with God, out of fellowship with other people, myself. God's power and presence wasn't there. God's blessing was there. The words were just bouncing off the wall. And I went home very discouraged and very defeated, knowing that God was withholding his blessing on my life. My dad, who was a pastor, asked me, he said, Rick, can you go tomorrow up to a little town about 60 miles from here, and can you fill in there for the pastor there who's sick? And I said, sure. So I drove an hour north, and I went to this little church, and I spoke that morning, and I spoke that evening, and all afternoon I just wrestled with God, knowing that there was something intentionally between me and God that I was refusing to get right. I knew it was wrong, but I would not give in. And to speak to this group was a waste of their time and a waste of my time, and there was no blessing, no power, no grace. And I was discouraged and depressed and defeated, and I knew this wasn't working. I got in the car, and as I was driving back home that night, in the dark, I finally just broke down and said, okay, God, I am so sorry. I'm never going to allow any little thing to get between me and you if I know it. Willingly, I will confess it when I make mistakes, when I sin, when I blow it. And I commit to getting this right. I got home that night, and my parents and my sister were sitting in the living room watching television. Now, to show you how long ago this happened, my parents were watching Bonanza. Okay, so it's that old, all right? And I walked in, and I didn't even say anything. I just walked over to the television in front of them and flipped it off, turned it off like that, and I turned around and said, I don't need you to do anything, but I need somebody to just confess this to, and I need to get it off my chest. I've already confessed it to God. I need to confess it to somebody else, and I need to ask you to pray for me that I will have the courage to go get these three things right. And I admitted those three things there to my parents and my sister. I have this scar from my sister. No. I made that part up. So I just admitted, and I got on my knees in the living room, and I bowed, and I began to cry and weep profusely. And my parents and my sister began to pray for me. And I felt the power of God fall on my life, like I had never experienced before or since. And I could feel the blessing of God flowing into my life. And I could feel the power of God flowing into my life. And God saying, you passed the test. And I'm going to use you. I'm going to bless you and make you a blessing to other people. And that power flowing into my life was the turning point in my life. I want this so badly for you. You have no idea how much God wants to use your life. You have no idea how much God wants to bless your life. The things He could do in your life would astound you if your life was a clean vessel. but you got to do business with God. You've got to pray the prayer of cleansing.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author Pastor Rick Warren and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Thanks so very much. Today is the last day to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book. So don't wait.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
I want to give you now, very simply, real quickly, the six steps on the path to a clear conscience. There is no reason you should leave this building with any guilt in your life. Whatever guilt you've been carrying for weeks or months or years, you need to deal with it now. Make business with God and go out with a clear conscience and be guilt-free. How do you do it? Six steps on the back of your outline there. Here's the steps. Number one, I review every area of my life. That's the first step. I review every area of my life. We call this making it a personal moral inventory or a personal spiritual assessment. And what you do is you sit down with God in a quiet space by yourself, all alone, when you're unhurried, and you do what I just told you about I did. God, I'm going to do business with you, and I'm going to make a list of anything that's between me and you that's wrong in my life that I feel guilty about, consciously or unconsciously. Help me to know the things that I know that are wrong and the things that I don't know that are wrong. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, let us test and examine our ways. Now you get off by yourself with a pen and a notepad where you're totally undisturbed. You ask God to reveal your sins. And you say, Lord, clear my mind. Let me give you a verse to write down. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. Psalm 139, 23 and 24 says this. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, anything, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. That is the prayer saying, God, turn your spotlight on my inner side. Find the stuff that's entangled me, that's hindering me, that's holding me back. Now you take your time. You don't rush it. You don't say, God, I got 5 minutes for you to reveal every sin I've ever done. No, you take your time. And you say, write it all down. You say, well, couldn't I just think it? Why do I have to write it down? You have to write it down. Writing makes it specific. Thoughts disentangle themselves through the lips and the fingertips. You talk it and you write it. If you haven't written it down, you haven't really thought about it. It makes it specific. By the way, it's also cathartic. It helps get it out of you and onto the paper. You want to get the gunk out of you. Now, you're going to burn this paper later on, but you just get it out of you. The Bible says this, if we judged ourselves in the right way, God would not judge us. Now, to get you started, I've written here a personal spiritual assessment. And if you open it up, inside, it's a sin list. Here's a personal spiritual assessment too. The following is a list of common sins that prevent God from blessing and using our lives. As you prayerfully read this, examine yourself and circle or highlight or underline the areas that apply to you. You don't even have to write them down. I'm making this easy. You just read it, go, yep, that's me, yep, that's me, yep. You underline it, you circle it, you highlight it. And then when you get to the end, at the end, you go, now, God, is there anything else? And you write down those things too. And nobody else is going to see this. It's just between you and God. It's a personal spiritual assessment. By the way, we'll put it on the website too, so those of you who are watching on the internet can download it. And those of you who would like other copies can download it too. Now, nobody else is going to see this. Now, let me ask you a very important question. How serious are you about God blessing your life? How badly do you want God's blessing in your life? Oh, I'd like to have it. Enough that you're willing to be gut-level honest? Are you willing to be honest to God? Are you willing to be honest with yourself? Are you going to lie to yourself? Are you going to be willing to be honest with other people? Are you going to just live in denial? Denial and God's blessing do not go hand in hand. Friend, you are seconds away from liberation. You are seconds away from a feeling of cleanness and joy and purity that you haven't had ever, that you've never experienced. You are seconds away from a total freedom in your life that could set you free from some habits and hurts and hang-ups that are messing up your life. I want to ask you to do this today. Don't procrastinate. There's nothing more important in your life than to have the blessing of God. Go home today, get alone by yourself, read through this, and do a personal moral inventory. That's step one. Now, once you've done that, you do step two. Here's the second step. I repent of every sin. First, I review every area, and then I repent of every sin. What does it mean to repent? It means three things. It means, first, I take responsibility for my sin. Yep, I'm not going to blame anybody else for this. Second, it means I turn away from those things. And third, it means I turn toward God and His grace and say, God, I don't want to be that anymore. I take responsibility, I turn away, and I turn to. That's what it means to repent. Now, what do you do on that? The Bible says this, let us turn again in repentance to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. You write it down. You accept responsibility. What does it mean to repent? Well, first, I don't rationalize it. I don't say, well, it was no big deal. Well, it was a big deal. You wouldn't have remembered it. I don't minimize it. I don't rationalize it. I say, well, it happened so long time ago, or it's just a stage I went through, or everybody does it. Doesn't matter. You don't rationalize. You don't minimize. You don't accuse. You don't excuse. You don't blame others. Well, it was mostly their fault. Well, it may have been 99.9% their fault. God says, you accept responsibility for your 1% or 0.1%. What am I saying? Listen very closely. The greatest holdup to the healing of your hang-up is you. You're not waiting on God. You're not waiting on anybody else. The hang-ups in your life, the greatest holdup to your hang-up is you. God wants to heal it in your life. Now, the Bible says this up here on the screen. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're living in a world of illusion, the Bible says. We're acting in a fantasy world. We're pretending. We're faking it. If we claim to be without sin, we're just deceiving ourselves. We're certainly not deceiving God, and we're not even deceiving anybody else because everybody else knows you've blown it. We just deceive ourselves. It's self-deception, and the truth is not in us. Now listen very closely to this. The things that defeat you in your life, the self-defeating habits in your life that you don't like about you, Would you like to get rid of them? You will stop defeating yourself when you stop deceiving yourself.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so glad you're with us today. Recently, Pastor Rick had our graphic designers create a beautiful frameable version of the Lord's Prayer that you can download for free right now by visiting PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get your copy of the Lord's Prayer Children's Gift Book, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you when you write in from all around the world. My prayer is that Daily Hope will bring that hope that we find in God's Word to people in every nation. Here's a note from one of our listeners who actually lives in India. Dear Pastor Rick, it's a great honor for me to share how I get blessings from the Daily Hope devotional every day. It's already been a year and a half that I've been reading the Daily Hope devotional, and I thank God for these. I also share these devotionals through social media like Facebook and WhatsApp, and I send the daily devotions to 40 different pastors and 50 different lay leaders and to some of my church members and friends. I send them all over central India and to almost 500 people across the country. Thank you so much for this Daily Hope devotional, and may God continue to use every reader who have been called by God for his purposes. With blessings, Reverend Lankim, pastor of the Kuki Baptist Convention, Manipur, India. Well, I love how a Pastor Lankim is using Facebook. He's using WhatsApp to share these devotionals with hundreds of people in India. Do you realize that when you tell anybody about this broadcast or when you pass on the written devotional, you're actually partners with us in sharing the gospel all around the world. And the Bible says that as partners in ministry, we will share in the rewards together. Now, this is something anybody can do. And if you haven't thought about it, start making a list of people you could tell about Daily Hope. You could do this. Anybody can do this. And if you go to our website, PastorRick.com, you can share it by broadcast. You can share the devotional. You can share it on social media with just one little click. Do you realize how easy that is? We're trying to help you help share the gospel, which God has called all of us to do. Our ability to reach people all around the world is a direct result of your prayers, your financial support, and your willingness to tell others. So from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say to you, thank you. I love you. And I thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.